And God's going to show off. God is never going to do anything where people get it, where there's a little bit of confusion if it was God or not God. So you're not going to, trust me, when we get to heaven, he's not going to be this guy with no body fat. And he's got Nike tennis shoes and you know, one of these runners that you see running all the time. No, he'll be the opposite. It's all about the glory for God. Samson was the same way, killed 1,000 men with the jawbone of a donkey. Everybody always, have you ever seen any pictures in your Sunday school class or something of Samson with the hair? Ripped! If there was steroids back then, he was on them. Man, I go to this church at Colorado Springs, great church, huge church, about 5,000. In their lobby, they've got this overly life-size. It's humongous. It's about the size of that. And it's Samson, and it's bronzed, and whoa. You got these little teenage girls, wow. No, I'm just kidding. Not one time does it say anywhere in the scriptures about his body. Do you think God was going, well, I better find somebody who can at least bench 315. Right? I better find somebody. No, look at him. His calorie intake is way too high. His cholesterol would never make it through 1,000 men. Do you think God's thinking that way? No. Why? Because everybody would say, yes, look at him. Surely he could have done. So Samson, where do we get this image from? And Samson, who I'm in Denver, Colorado, the craziest place in the world. I'm talking to this pastor about it, and a guy who wrote a book and he spent 10 years on Samson is standing behind me. He goes, sir, I'm listening to what you're saying. I just finished a book 10 years on Samson. You're saying stuff. Do you realize you're saying stuff that nobody knows? Now, he wasn't kind of in our flow, you know, spirit film. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, his name derives from sunshine. He said, I started digging into this thing. Can you, sunshine. Little cute sunshine. Huh? So, all of a sudden, if you go back and read that scripture, it says what? The Spirit of the Lord came on sunshine. Little sunshine, probably like a curl, you know. He may be smelling flowers. And then, wah! Yeah. Oh, gosh, you can go on and on and on. Mary, what about Mary? Think about Mary. Mary gets this word that she's going to have this child, right? And she's worried about it, and she says, God, I know no man. Let me translate. Have you been to my church? There are no good-looking guys. Can I get an amen? They're so immature. I know no man. I'm a virgin. How can virgins get? And what did the angel say to Mary? Y'all need to read the Bible. It's a good book. It'll really bless you. Let's start this over. There's going to be a generation that reads the Bible. Does anybody know what the angel told her and said, chill. The Holy Ghost. Translate. Don't ever read it without thinking that. The anointing will come on you. You don't got to worry about anything. The anointing makes the impossible become possible. That's the supernatural. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the power. That's the body of Christ. That's the body of the anointing that we're a part of. Amen?